Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another wonderful audio journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today's journey will complete the influence of spirits on the events of life. Questions 530 to 535.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
Question 530. Mightn't frivolous and mocking spirits cause the little difficulties that undo our plans and upset our calculations? In other words, aren't they the authors of what we commonly call the petty troubles of human life?
They take pleasure in such annoyances, which are trials for you and are meant to try your patience. But they stop when they see that nothing comes of it. However, it would neither be just nor correct to blame them for all your frustrations, of which you yourselves are the main authors through your own carelessness. Thus, if your dish breaks, it was probably due more to your clumsiness than the fault of spirits.
Subquestion 530. Do spirits who cause annoyances behave in such a manner as a result of personal animosity? Or do they attack the first person whom they meet out of simple malice and without any set motive?
They act from both motives. Sometimes they are enemies whom you have made in this life or in a previous one, and who pursue you as a result. At other times, there is no motive.
Question 531. Is the rancor of the beings who have harmed us on earth extinguished with their corporeal life?
They often realize the injustice and the wrong they have done, but if God allows them, they will continue to pursue you in their hatred in order to test you further.
Subquestion 531. Is there a way to put an end to it? And if so, by what means?
Yes, by praying for them and by paying back their evil with good. That way, they will end up comprehending their errors. In all cases, if you know how to place yourselves above the schemes, they will cease them upon seeing they have gained nothing from them.
Author's remarks for question 531. Experience has shown that certain spirits continue their vengeance from one existence to the next, and that sooner or later we will expiate the wrongs we may have caused someone. Question 532. Do spirits have the power to divert misfortunes from certain persons and to attract prosperity to them instead?
Not entirely, because there are misfortunes that belong to the designs of Providence. Nevertheless, they can lessen your pain by giving you patience and resignation. Also, be aware that it frequently depends on you yourselves to divert such misfortunes, or at least to mitigate them. God has given you intelligence so that you may use it. And it is especially in this way that spirits help you by suggesting favorable thoughts to you. But they only help those who know how to help themselves. That is the meaning of the words, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Moreover, what looks like misfortune to you is not always such in reality. Frequently, something good will result from it that is far better. But that is what you do not comprehend because you think only of the present moment or of your own selves.
Question 533. Can spirits enable us to obtain the gifts of fortune if we ask them to?
Sometimes, as a trial. Most often, however, they will refuse, just as you would refuse a child's inconsiderate request.
Sub-question 533. Are they good spirits or evil ones who grant such favors?
Either. It depends on the intention. But usually they are spirits who desire to lead you into evil and who find an easy means of doing so in the pleasures that fortune provides.
Question 534. When obstacles seem to fatally inflict our projects, is it because of the influence of some spirit?
It is sometimes because of the influence of a spirit. Other times, and more frequently, it is because you yourselves have mismanaged your projects. Position and character have much to do with it, and if you persist in following a path that is not right for you, spirits have nothing to do with it. You yourselves become your own evil spirit.
Question 535. When something fortunate happens to us, should we thank our protector spirit?
Above all, thank God, without whose permission nothing takes place. Afterward, thank the good spirits who were God's agents.
Sub-question 535A. What would happen if we forgot to thank them?
The same thing that always happens to ingrates.
Sub-question 535B. Nevertheless, there are many people who neither pray nor give thanks, but for whom everything turns out well anyway.
Yes, but it is necessary to see the end. They will pay dearly for this temporary, undeserved happiness. For the more they have received, the more they will have to render account for it.